Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro-broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muck and Fun Day. It's the 28th day of October, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Lynn listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 and mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 39 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 52 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and man, it's cooled down. It was 15 degrees this morning, just before daylight, and we've had some wind here on Saturday. You would not have believed, man. It was like an ice hurricane. It was unbelievable. Anyway, let's see. We're going to talk about what's at the top of the news as soon as we return from this break.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shame and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer could get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. It's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. Okay, unless you've been living under a rock for the last couple of days, you know that. Did you guys know that Donald Trump killed al-Baghdadi yesterday? He did. I mean, it was, I don't know if it was kung fu or, well, I, you know, you people have been watching this bullshit. And I mean, I feel that hula hoop come across my ass, man, as soon as I saw the first fucking report. I mean, them sitting there watching, he was sitting there watching the whole thing, you know, monitoring, what he's going to do, audible. I mean, this is such bullshit. I heard that Baghdadi's last words were, I'm sorry that I only had 6 lives to give to my country. Now, this is wag the dog, man. This is the biggest crock of shit. Anybody that believes this, you're mentally retarded. Anyway, ISIS leader has been killed for 6th time. Are they trying to distract us from something? No, this is just wagging the dog. It's election time. You know, I got Baghdadi. Well, 6/12/16, al-Baghdadi killed in a U.S. airstrike. 5/28/17, killed in Russian airstrike. 6/11/17, killed in Syrian artillery strike. 6/29/17, Iranian leader says he's definitely dead. 7/11/17, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed his death. 10/26/2019, killed again. Oh, guess what? They buried him at sea. How fucking is that? I love this story they gave, man. He goes in, oh, yeah, you know, he is, attacked his so-called compound on this amazing, unbelievable military strike. And both his wives, they had to shoot both his wives because they had suicide vests on. And Baghdadi, I guess they say he ran into the, the first they called it a cave, and then they called it a tunnel, and then with two of his children, and then blew himself cowardly. He died whimpering and crying like a coward, said Donald Trump. I got to wonder, people, what do you think? You think Donald Trump's ever been in a fucking fist fight? You think he has ever fucking mano-a-mano fought any motherfucker in his whole fucking life? I mean, he might have hit somebody that somebody else was holding, but do you think he's ever fucking stood up and fucking just fisted it out with anybody? Don't you have to have some kind of concept of courage and fucking cowardness to fucking make such a statement? He died like, oh, goddamn. Really? And you're an expert on this situation because you're a fucking tough guy, aren't you, Donald Trump? I don't think nobody fucking Baghdadi fucking, if he ever lived, this is the sixth time he's been killed. Just like bin Laden. This is fucking bullshit. It's propaganda for the fucking, the stupid ass fucking election they're still wanting to have. Trying to draw, God, there's got to be some fucking retards out there that'll fucking come out and play vote instead of deregistering and being a fucking American and telling these communists at all. And Donald Trump is a communist. Just like the other side are communists. Communists versus communists. My ass communists fucking stirring up the fucking people. Trying to get us to kill one another because they can't fucking control us. Anyway, it's definitely dead. I don't know. But I do know this. Trump wants a deal with Exxon or other company to take Syrian oil. This is from Anti-War. By the way, thanks, Misty, for the list of the six times that Baghdadi's been killed. Trump wants to deal with Exxon or other company to take Syrian oil. This is from Anti-War. It was sent in by Katie for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Having sent growing numbers of troops into eastern Syria explicitly to control the oil, President Trump now says he is seeking a deal with ExxonMobil or one of our great companies to go into occupied Syria and take the oil. Occupied Syria? What the fuck are you doing occupying Syria? Just the other day he said we had no business there. Don't you people remember that? But then we're supposed to have the memory span of a head of fucking cabbage, and we don't remember 3 fucking days ago or 4 days ago when he said we have no interest in Syria. And then all of a sudden the Turks were coming in, and all of a sudden we were securing a big, huge oil field that happened to be on that piece of disputed fucking land between the Kurds and the fucking Turks. What do you know? I seen a news conference where they were asking him various questions about, you know, the oil field, the oil. What do you want? And now, see, they have their, we've been told, you know, they control like 30% of eastern Syria. What's there? The oil fields. And now they control all of the oil in Syria. Now they could fucking take and just take the oil away from them. And then they starve their people, and it'd be like Venezuela. It's all their government's fault, don't you know? That ExxonMobil or whoever the fucking goes in with the, this is fucking international fucking mafia, fucking plain and simple. And as for the Baghdadi thing, did you guys look at the scenery they gave you? There's a hole in the fucking ground where the bomb hit. They said they demolished the fucking compound. Why? And because there were people digging through this, a couple of days, turning some rocks. You can tell it's all a fucking production. Why? I mean, if anything, I mean, it's a goddamn little just splat on the fucking ground. It's like they did at Sandy Hook. They demolished the building. When every fucking false flag, phony fucking production they put out, they demolish all the fucking evidence so nobody can prove them wrong. And I'm sure Trump does have a little tape of a daring raid. Raid on Entebbe or whatever the fuck he wants to call it. But what fucking horse shit? What desperate fucking horse shit? This is what you new propagandists come up with? We already played this. Remember Hillary Clinton and fucking Barack Obama sitting in front of the screen when they went and got Bin Laden for the fuck? He died three times, I think. Baghdadi outdid him, man. He gave six lives for his country. But it did kind of peeve me. Go ahead.
That hole that they showed him was that hole in Pennsylvania they used for 9/11.
Do you know what? Goddamn, Mark, I'm telling you right now, that's what, when they showed the back, moved the cameras back, that's exactly what went through my mind. That's exactly what it looked like. I mean, why, I mean, first place they say, and then they took, you know, they say they took, what body? I mean, I can see these people getting up in the morning. I mean, it would make a good comic script. You know, you get up in the morning, show them getting up, shower and shaving, you know, or the lady shaving and getting her stuff, getting all of her stuff on, and then they're putting their fucking bomb vests on. And that's what I want on me if somebody's shooting at me, fucking explosives. I mean, it's such a bullshit story. It's wag the dog, and it's the hula hoop. I mean, this is the same thing. They talked about it, that Obama's, when he got Bin Laden, his percentage points went up 6 points. I mean, God damn it, people. I mean, are you that fucking stupid? They demolished...
Yeah, they are, Henry. They're that fucking stupid. If you can, I mean, the people are really that fucking stupid. There's a lot of stupid people in this world. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. They'll fucking believe anything.
I can't believe anybody would believe that. I mean, you would have cameramen going in there showing the fucking where the attack went happened. I mean, think about it. You'd be going over that place with a fine-tooth comb if it was for real, looking for fucking goddamn papers, you know, intel. Well, if they did all of that so quick, man, they'd already had him out to sea and dumped him out to sea, no body, no evidence. No, well, goddamn, well, somebody who's been dead already. I mean, what the hell that once said that in 7-11, 17... Syrian Observatory for Human Rights confirmed his death. Well, that's just like Madeleine Halfbright. You know, they confirmed the death of Bin Laden. He's dead. Yeah, he's been dead. And then a couple years later, they kill him again. I mean, come on, people. Come on. But this is, now he's got something to, I mean, what's he going to run on? It's like, I mean, fucking, we've been to fucking the invasion. I've seen him, you know, he went and spoke in front of that, it was international police chiefs fucking conference. International people. I'm going to be the president of the United States. It's U.S. first. U.S. United States. I mean, Israel. But, you know, he's fucking speaking in front of, he's talking about how he's appointed 182 new judges. Appointed. We don't have appointed judges in these United States of these Americas under the original Constitution. And under the Bill of Rights, what he's doing is fucking breaking the fucking law. Like, they're all breaking the fucking law. This is corporation. This has become corporate mafia to the extreme. I mean, they're all hiring mercenary armies, just like Saudi Arabia just hired 7,000 from fucking the United States Corporation, headed by fucking CEO Donald Trump. They called up and said, we need 7,000 troops. Well, that's going to cost you. You're going to have to send me the money, but yeah, I'll send you the mercenaries. And hey, you people whose sons and daughters end up over there, when they come back with their fucking legs and arms blown off and their brains blown out, and when they about one of them a fucking day or three or four of them a day are blowing their fucking brains out, it's on you. Because I'm sure you were avid fucking Trump supporter. You let your children go over there and die for these kikes, son of a bitches, for that fucking mammon in your pocket. You're so disgusting, I could just puke. Oh, man, let's see, that's where we're here. Trump has long suggested that, in his view, the United States should be able to just take oil from countries it is involved in militarily. It is involved in militarily. Well, that's what the whole fucking thing's about, ain't it? Was there ever a declaration of fucking war? And just the other day, he said it. These are his words, not mine. We have no interest in Syria. All of a sudden, there is an interest. You're setting out, you're guarding an oil field that you say you're gonna get ExxonMobil to fucking come over there and take their fucking, those people's fucking, you know, you went over there to help the people. I mean, that's always their excuse. You know, when they send their mercenaries in, when they send ISIS in, al-Baghdadi, you know, the ISIS guy. When that, I mean, we had the articles right up here on the fucking program. We've had them on the site showing where they were sending fucking equipment and fucking munitions to ISIS. I mean, this is goddamn 1984 on acid, because I would say on steroids, but acid, because this is psychotic. But I mean, this was just a little program they put together, and boy, I mean, they're throwing it out there, and what the hell you get? I can't fly over this. I mean, like Mark said, it looked to me like fucking Pennsylvania. And of course, there's no bodies, but he died like that's really the part that bothered me the most, was that son of a bitch actually standing up there. He died cowardly, screaming and crying. Like I said, that motherfucker has never been in a... You think he's ever been in a fist fight, took a fucking punch or delivered one? And that's just a fist fight. Just a fucking fisted out fight. You think ever once in his fucking golden suppository up his ass life, he's ever fucking fought anybody, man to man, mano a mano? He stands up there like he knows something about the subject matter of cowardice. You are a fucking coward, Donald Trump. You hide behind a fucking mercenary force, an unlawful fucking standing fucking Blackwater Army in my country, you fucking coward. I wonder how you'd be without an army in front of you, mano a mano, man to fucking man. And once you, you're just like the rest of these fuckers, like a fuck. That run their fucking mouths and look tough on TV because they have a standing fucking mercenary army that they think is going to keep the fucking people from touching them. Tough guy. I bet. Goddamn, what a punk, man. He is the definition of punk. And then up there in front of them fucking pigs. You know, fucking, we got a pig story today. We got another fucking pig story today. God, he makes me sick.
Yeah, he's talking to a gerrymandered. He doesn't give a shit about anybody else. He's talking to his voters, and they're all handpicked. You know, they'll believe anything, you know.
Mark.
He was in a baseball stadium the other day, and he got fucking booed. I mean, everyone booed him. He was behind. Did you read about that?
No,
was,
I didn't.
I think it was on your screen.
Really? I didn't get to see that one.
Yeah, he was sitting behind. He went in there with her. I forgot his wife's name now, but he walked in behind the home plate, sat down. The whole fucking place booed his ass.
Good. I mean, fucking. I know the fucking. They pretend to hate each other. These communists do. I mean, but it's all a fucking act. That's what we have to remember. It is a production, and the end result of this production is completely taking over our fucking country, taking all our resources and putting us in a ditch with a 40 caliber hollow point in the back of our heads. That's what this is all about. They were pretend to hate each other. Him and Nancy Pelosi probably get together and do freaky fucking shit once a week and talk about how they're going to pretend to hate each other for the next fucking week. While nothing gets done in this country except for fucking foreign fucking invasions of other people's countries. And now he just, I'm going to take their fucking oil. That's what I came here. Hey, Syrian people. Well, let's start with Iraqi people. Yeah, we knew there wasn't no goddamn yellow cake uranium. You think they didn't fucking know that? So then what was the war all about? Oh, we're coming to give you democracy, and boy, did they get it too. Democracy is fucking communism. If this was a republic like it's supposed to be, with an emphasis on the rights of the individuals, if we did get involved with a conflict, which we shouldn't never be involved in a foreign conflict, but if we did, what kind of government would we promote after our people died, supposedly over there, fucking defending our fucking rights and our freedoms? Wouldn't we promote the fucking, our constitution, the original constitution with the Bill of Rights attached, especially the Bill of Rights for the freedom and liberty of the individual people? You're there to help, aren't you? You're there to help them out of their fucking oil, aren't you, Donald Trump? That is, I mean, goddammit, maybe that's enough to wake people up. What the fuck are you people that are today, that are listeners. There's got to be some out there that have that your children have come home with their goddamn legs blowed off or their arms blowed off or just, you know, terribly mutilated. Some of you have had your fucking children fucking blow their own brains out because they saw what they were a part of. God damn it. Why, speak out.
Yeah, thank you for your service. Well, you know, God, yeah. I hate saying that. You know, I mean, what a fucking stupid phrase.
No, thank it's you not. For your it's not what? Thank you for your service. What did you do for me that I should thank you? You have been a part of an international army financed unlawfully, financed by an unlawful fucking corporation that have fucking subverted the fucking constitution of this country and is trying to remove the people's fucking individual freedoms and liberties at this very moment, that has fucking built a fucking police state consisting of private fucking mercenaries, Blackwater mercenaries. I mean, I was watching like these three honored cops that they brought up at this international fucking sheriff's goddamn thing, you know, that he was speaking at. And they got their, it's a military insignia on their fucking clothes. What's it take to wake people up? That is not a peace officer elected by the people. And those 182 judges were appointed by a corporation to represent the interest of that corporation, to protect that corporation from the fucking, the true authority of the fucking people. They remove our fucking courts. They have removed our fucking courts of the people. We're the only ones who had the authority to prosecute. We're the only ones that had the fucking authority to fucking instigate a fucking investigation by a grand jury. Now, you can go walk in there with the dead body and lay it on the DA's desk. Well, I just don't want to prosecute it, so I'm not calling a grand jury. You fucking sons of bitches, you think we're fucking that stupid?
But I think they call those judges the nominated and then the Senate approves it or whatever.
He said, I appointed 182 judges. That's what his words, not mine. And even the Senate and what they're calling the Senate and or the Congress, they're not the Senate and the Congress of the fucking Constitution that was fucking sold to the people in 1789. Because that has absolutely, without question, been replaced by a corporate charter. Which was a violation of the Ninth Article, blatant violation of the law of the people, and they're not fucking around. They're telling you that we're the authority over you.
Yeah, those 189 people are board of directors. That's all they fucking are, Henry.
They're 182 fucking corporate fucking employees is what they are. They answer to the corporation. Corporations are there to make money. They're not there for freedom and liberty. The only fucking jurisdiction that was to be upon this land, known as the United States of these Americas, was the common law jurisdiction. The people's jurisdiction. Self-government. Self-government doesn't mean 4,000 fucking people ain't a self, okay?
Yeah, they're just gonna rule to make sure the corporation stays healthy. They don't give a shit about American nationals' well-being. All they care about is the corporation's well-being.
Well, they're gonna fucking merge. Because this is international corporate mafia. Every country is being run by a fucking corporation. And these corporations keep merging into a more and more powerful fucking unit until they have the fucking New World Order. One fucking government, one fucking bank, one fucking group of elite leaders, and the rest are fucking subject fucking slaves, period. The only thing standing in their way is that goddamn Bill of Rights. They can't make that son of a bitch go away. And see, we got this, the next article we got coming up is about, with little fanfare, William Barr formally announces Orwellian pre-crime program. They're making their fucking moves. We're gonna finish this. That Trump is, solid, on the idea is one thing, but convincing the U.S. oil and gas major to go along with the operation is another. Horseshit! Who do you think sent the fucking troops? Who do you think paid the fucking goddamn internet, the United States corporation to send the mercenaries over into the Middle East to capture that fucking oil field. Probably ExxonMobil. They do that. The legal basis, particularly internationally, of taking Syrian oil without Syrian permission and keeping U.S. military forces there to keep Syria from stopping them is going to be complicated, to say the least. Now, when they were doing this interview thing, they were talking about, you know, what about the Russians and the Syrians? You know the government of Syria that won that fucking so-called civil war that you brought ISIS fighters over there for as mercenaries? Your ISIS fighters that you fucking provided with munitions and arms to fucking overthrow the Assad regime? You know the fucking people of fucking who elected that government? That government and the people that fucking own Syria? You see, they're the only ones that aren't going to have access to the oil, you see. Just like fucking Venezuela. Look what they did to Venezuela. They just cut it off. Nobody, I mean, they're rich in oil. But the fucking international corporate mafia has become so united and strong and so consolidated that they can make it so you can't sell your own fucking oil. I mean, they do the same thing to people in this fucking country. They control who sells what. You know, just like our fucking site here. This site should be making 10 to 20 grand a fucking month. But they control all the fucking apparatuses. And you know, if you want to keep on your fucking credit line because your country is run on credit, you will remove that fucking site. You will remove that fucking business. This is how they have consolidated their control at the top. All this regulations, they talk, we can't start a business because of all these regulations and all these big corporations are talking about deregulate. You're the motherfuckers that put the regulations there, and we know it. You put it there because you could afford to fucking pay. It was just pittance to you to pay to fucking meet the regulation. Whereas any competition that might come up, an American fucking who might want to fucking come up and fucking challenge a foreigner in this country exploiting our resources, well, you can't do it because you don't got $30 million to fucking meet the regulations, don't you see? You think we're so fucking stupid we can't see the obvious. That's all there is to it. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
With blood in their eyes, and all she wants to do is dance, dance, dance. and selling all the weapons they can scrounge. And all she wants to do is dance. Now that don't keep the boys from making a buck or two. And all she wants to do is dance, dance. They still can sell the army all the drugs that they can do. And all she wants to do is, all she wants to do is dance.
To the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe in the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Scheide at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Don Henley with All She Wants to Do Is Dance. And I mean, it, like I said, always brings me back to the CIA agents down in down in South America. They're partying out in with cocaine and horrors and stuff on your tax dollars. Oh man, yeah. And here, Donald Trump, you know, he just this is the mafia telling them this is the mafia. You know, the funny part about this article here is, they've already done the same thing to us. We read an article the other day. They're giving our oil in the fucking Gulf of Mexico away free. Just giving it to ExxonMobil. Wonder why they're doing that. Anyway, you know, they're taking our fucking oil too. I mean, they're doing it to us. And you look at the Syrian people. Look at what they've done to that country. That was so unnecessary. All the people have died since the fucking 9/11 fucking false flag. You think about that. And then, you know, like Iraq. Iraq didn't do a goddamn thing to us. In fact, Saddam Hussein. He was on the CIA payroll for 30 years, as was bin Laden. Probably this Baghdadi guy, too. I mean, it's all fucking corporate fucking mafia, period. And I mean, they're throwing it in your face here. Let's finish this article here. The legal basis being particularly international of taking Syrian oil without Syrian permission and keeping U.S. military forces there to keep Syria from stopping them is going to be complicated, to say the least. Trump's conviction that legally it's probably fine. That's what he says. Trump's conviction that legally it's probably fine. After all, doesn't mean the U.S. company, whichever it turns out to be, wouldn't get you sued in the U.S. or internationally for looting Syria's oil. So there's no fucking law. There's nothing to stop it. Since when has the international law been enforced on fucking anybody? I mean, this raid into goddamn Syria. I guarantee you that the Syrians didn't invite them. I guarantee you the Syrian government didn't invite them. These huge multi... Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, you fight a war and you win it, you can do whatever the fuck you want. It's like when we light off this one, we're going to be able to do whatever the fuck we want.
It's going to go, yeah.
That's war, man.
Yeah, that's war, but this ain't war. There's no we have no declaration of war with the country of Syria. What would be our pretext to it?
I'm saying that's their fucking rule. That's not our. That's their little game they're playing. That's their little war.
Well, all the wars I've seen, to the victor, to the loser goes the spoils. And the wars we fight, I mean, we rebuilt Japan. I mean, with the fucking under the Marshall Plan, we rebuilt fucking Europe. Yeah, we really prosper from these fucking wars. It's why our people are living in the richest country on planet Earth, and they're living like fucking animals, paying $3.35 a gallon for fucking gas when it's fucking we're going to become the number one exporter of raw crude, sweet crude, the best fucking oil in the world. How dumb do you think we are? Don't answer that question. These huge multi-companies are notoriously risk-averse about conflict. Bullshit. They're the ones fucking hiring the mercenaries to go in and take the resources, and would likely be so about joining the president in an oil-taking scheme of this sort. They are the ones that fucking that bought the fucking mercenaries to go over there and take it. That means while Trump continues to keep the oil, he's going to face a big job selling the idea to any company. Horse shit. The lease is already being fucking wrote out. Fucking the payoffs have already been made. We give the fucking really.
Yeah, the word, yeah, lease, right? Yeah, but here's their way of explaining a lease. Go in and fucking take it. That's their lease.
That's their fucking lease. Goddamn right. With little fanfare, William Barr formally announces Orwellian pre-crime program. Now, this is like the red flag fucking law. This is them. This is how they're going to do it without fucking fucking even going, you know, pretending to fucking pass a fucking red flag law. It's just the attorney general, who can't fucking exist in the people's world, is because, well, he's just going to just write something down on a piece of paper. Last Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General William Barr issued a memorandum. He wrote something down on a piece of paper to all U.S. attorneys, which can't exist, which are a violation of the fucking law in just their existence as fucking agents of a fucking corporation that is unlawful. A corporation that usurped the fucking Constitution for the fucking this country. Law enforcement agencies and top-ranking Justice Department officials announcing the imminent implementation of a new national disruption and early engagement program. Boy, that's a big fucking mouthful of horse shit. Amid and detecting potential mass shooters before they commit any crime. Ooh, that sounds like the red flag laws on a federal level now, doesn't it? Per the memorandum, Barr has directed the Department of Justice and the FBI, who can't exist, another unelected fucking body of fucking enforcers, fucking Blackwater enforcers, to lead an effort to refine our ability to identify accesses and engage potential mass shooters before they strike. Well, that's what the goddamn red flag law is, isn't it? That's straight up confiscation. The Attorney General further described the coming initiative slated to be implemented early next year as an efficient, effective, and programmatic strategy to disrupt individuals who are mobilizing towards violence by all lawful means. Well, you're not lawful in your fucking existence. You see, they're feeling the heat. They know they are in violation of law, and everybody's finding out. You know, that Bill of Rights is a little more than just a Bill of Rights. That's fucking law. That is the absolute law of this goddamn country. Oh, people mobilizing and getting ready. Oh, you mean all the zillion guns that have been bought in the last 12, 14 fucking years? Is that what you're talking about, bitch? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, the last 10 years, Henry, that you've been doing this, you know, we've been talking about this shit. You've been talking about this now, you know, going on 10 years, if it's not 10 years already. What in the hell? How does any of this shit ever help us? Any of this shit? Nothing. Zero. I mean, we have had not one thing to help Mary, Charlie, Henry, or Mark, or Katie. One fucking red cent. Nothing. Zilch.
It wasn't designed for that purpose. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. More specific information about the program is set to follow the recent memorandum, according to Barr, though it is unclear if that forthcoming document will be made public. Ooh, going to do it in secret now, are we? We're going to have a secret red flag program. Barr also, at a federal level, Barr also requested that those who received the memorandum send their, quote, best and brightest to a training conference at FBI headquarters this coming December, where the Department of Justice, FBI, and private sector, I wonder who that private fucking sector is. You mean the corporations? The corporations are fucking going to be fucking training the fucking corporate enforcers to fucking subjugate the people and disarm them? Partners will prepare the full implementation of a new policy that will also be able to provide, quote, new ideas for inclusion in the program. Perhaps the most jarring aspect of the memorandum is Barr's frank admission that many of the early engagement tactics that the new program would utilize were, quote, born of the posture we adopted with the respect to terrorist threats. This is us now, people. Just like the goddamn surveillance programs. Oh, that's for them foreigners. And then we find out that they're doing it to us, and oh, that's completely illegal. And oh, well, we're still financing it, and it's still fucking happening. And they're marching forward. And just as sure as the goddamn fucking rest of the world's coming across our southern border right now. And I'll tell you, that's who's going to be the fucking boys they put the fucking uniforms on. In other words, the foundation for many of the policies utilized following the post-9/11, quote, war on terror, are also the foundation for the, quote, early engagement tactics, said that Barr seeks to use to identify potential criminals as part of a new policy. This is red flag, the red flag law at a federal level done by the fucking unlawful fucking attorney general under an unlawful corporation, and this is fucking treason upon treason upon treason. Though those quote war on terror policies have largely targeted individuals abroad, Barr's memorandum makes it clear that some of those same controversial tactics will soon be used domestically. That's you and me, people. These son of a bitches. Well, you need to do it. You need to fucking do it, you cowards. You're a coward, Barr. You're a coward, fucking Trump. You need to fucking do it. Barr's memorandum.
Is Syria a done deal now, Henry? I mean, what the fuck? I mean, so Syria is what? It's a mission accomplished? I mean, we're walking out with their oil. So, I mean, what's next? I mean, so now Israel's going to want to take over Syria now? I mean, what's next?
Of course they're going to take over Syria. This is all being positioned so that that war can happen. It'll be fucking Syria, then Lebanon, and then, whether you like it or not, Jordan, you've been sucking goddamn Jew ass, but you're going too. And then Iran. And then finally, the big fucking traitors to the rest of the fucking people over there, Turkey, your fucking asses are going too. It's going to be the Ottoman Empire, only it's going to be the Zion Empire. Got it? The seat of world power. Barr's memorandum also alludes to current practices by the FBI and Department of Justice that will shape the new plan, though more specifics of the new policy will be provided in the forthcoming notice. Barr notes that newly developed tactics used by the Joint Terrorist Task Force include the use of clinical psychologists, threat assessment professionals, intervention teams, and community groups. Red flag, red flag, red flag laws at a federal level. No, this is just some prick that fucking was an appointee. fucking pissing on our fucking law, telling us to shove our law up our ass. He's going to do what he's going to do. Well, you got to get out there, get your fucking boys together, and get ready to do it. To detect risk, and to risk. Oh, there's that word, risk, and suggest that the new early engagement program will allow. See, early engagement, that's like early intervention. You know, like the red flag laws. That's exactly what this is. Gun confiscation at the federal level. This is the red flag laws. This is that reciprocity we've been waiting on. Will work along similar lines. Barr also alludes to this, quote, community approach to in a separate instance when he writes that, quote, when the public says something to alert us to a potential threat, we must do something. Isn't that the red flag laws at a federal level? And a fucking unlawful fucking attorney general for a fucking so-called attorney general for an unlawful corporation is going to fucking just... say, write it down. We wrote it on a piece of paper. It called it a memorandum. You're going to have your fucking second article. You're going to have your fucking Bill of Rights removed by a memorandum from some unelected motherfucker that works for a fucking unlawful corporation that has been in violation of your fucking, the law of this land since 18 and, well, since before that. Since Lincoln first fucking declared fucking martial law in the North during the Civil War, at the beginning of the Civil War. However, the memorandum differentiates suspected terrorists from individuals this new program is set to pursue. Barr states that unlike many historical terrorism cases, many of today's public safety threats appear abruptly and with sometimes only ambiguous indications of intent. Oh, so you're just going to, you got psychologists, isn't this a red flag laws, people? At a federal level? Many of these individuals exhibit symptoms of mental illness and or have substance abuse problems. Red flag laws at a federal level, implemented through a memorandum from an unelected fucking official, if this was a fucking the republic it's supposed to be, instead of an unlawful fucking corporation. This is corporate fucking policy that they think is going to trump the authority of the fucking we, the people, and our law. We're going to have to enforce that law.
It's going to make a lot of Jew lawyers rich, that fucking law, Henry.
No, it ain't. It's going to cause a war.
All those Jew lawyers, now they got another way to make big bucks now.
How?
People are going to fight against it. There, a bunch of lawyers are going to get in the middle and, you know, make money off
of
it.
Oh, that's what people are going to do. I think people are going to get their fucking second article guns out, and they're going to enforce the fucking law of this fucking land. And those fucking Jew lawyers are going to be some of the first in those common law courts getting their asses hung for fucking treason and sedition. We go along with this shit. We're going to go along with this shit. Anybody's going to go along with this shit and hire any fucking lawyer or anything. Throw your fucking gun away and fucking just get down on your fucking knees and dig the ditch yourself.
Yeah, this is just going to, another way for a Jew lawyer to make a lot of money is...
They're not going to. No, we're not going to go hire no fucking Jew lawyers. We're either going to be fucking men and pick up our fucking guns or just drop to our fucking knees and call it good.
I agree.
That's the 100%. Goal. That's the goal of the program is ostensibly to circumvent these issues by finding new and likely controversial ways to determine intent. New and controversial ways to determine intent. That's what, isn't that what them red flag laws are, people? They're doing this with a fucking memorandum. That's what that cocksucker Trump put that little fat son of a bitch in there for. This is not lawful. This is a violation of the highest law of this land. And if we don't have the fucking balls to fucking stand up and enforce that law, our children will be their fucking slaves. They'll take your fucking 3-year-old daughter and fucking rape her right in front of you and laugh about it. Because you won't be able to do a goddamn thing about it. Because their corporate enforcers will be armed. They will have those big fucking clips and those big fucking rifles. And you'll have a fucking butter knife that you can't even make pointy on the end. Like over in fucking England. You better grow some fucking balls or you're not going to have nothing. You're not even going to have your own fucking children, you cowards.
As will be shown later in this report, Barr's recent actions suggest that the way this will be accomplished is through increased mass surveillance of everyday Americans and the use of algorithms to analyze that bulk data for vaguely defined symptoms of mental illness. Vaguely defined symptoms of mental illness. That sounds like some wide open fucking subject matter to me, doesn't it to you? You gonna let a fucking Lexus fucking to come and take your fucking guns, decide to come and take your guns, give the order to the fucking corporate enforcers? With it, and of course they're gonna make their fucking own armies out of this fucking army of fuckers they brought across our southern border. Barr also suggested the likely course of action that would follow the identification of a given individual as a potential mass shooter. The Attorney General notes that in the past, cased individuals deemed a violent or terroristic threat before they committed a crime are suspect to detention, court-ordered mental health treatment, substance abuse counseling, electronic monitoring, among other measures. No fucking due process. Removed completely. Is that what you're going to, are you going to allow that?
It's not law yet. Thank God.
It's fucking, there's no law to it. It's a memorandum. They're going to do this. That's what they've already sent the memorandum out. They're already got the date set. They are going to do this. This is a removal, a fucking due process of the law. This puts you on the same fucking par as the people who fled England to get the fuck away from these fucking monsters. Are you going to allow it? Ostensibly, the new program would then apply these same practices to individuals in the United States that federal authorities believe are, quote, mobilizing towards violence, as Barr put it. Oh, you mean the people who are stepping up are going to enforce the fucking law that have bought millions and millions of guns and millions of rounds of ammunition? You're going to have to fucking come and take them, pricks. You're going to have to come and take them. And this ain't fucking Australia. This ain't fucking, this isn't Britain. You're going to have to come and fucking do it. That's this way. You're talking just like that fucking King George did. You're gonna get the fucking gun in. As Barr put it, the memorandum, despite heralding a new era of Orwellian surveillance and pre-crime on a national level, see, pre-crime, that's what the red flag fucking confiscation, unlawful, fucking treason, blatant fucking violation of the law at the level of fucking treason and sedition.
Yeah, they want to arrest you before you do anything wrong.
Well, I think, yeah. Arrest you, put you, you know, in fucking the Soviet Union, and you know, you spoke out against what the fucking that diabolical, monstrous, fucking murdering government was doing, and they put you in a mental institution, and when you come out, you didn't have a fucking brain. They fried it with fucking drugs until you fucking couldn't even talk to people. The black circles around your eyes, your face drooped. You weren't a problem anymore, but then people were disarmed. They didn't fight when they should have fought. But so far we haven't neglected it completely. We still have our fucking guns. Everybody's got a gun. Everybody's fucking pissed. But they better see this for what it is. This is red flag at a federal level. Now they didn't have to fucking go through their phony fucking corporate communism fucking committees they call our Congress or our Senate. Nothing. Just some prick sat down and wrote it down on a piece of paper. Some prick that has no fucking authority whatsoever over any American national in this country. Just like the fucking states did with these red flag laws. They sat down and they wrote it down on a piece of paper in complete, absolute, unquestionable violation of our fucking law. That's the law that keeps us free. That's the law that gives us our liberty and our freedom. That's a law that makes us not subjects. That's the law that doesn't put on, lets us stand eye to eyeball with them instead of being on our knees. So you better make some fucking decisions. Are you going to live on your fucking knees? Or are you going to die on your fucking feet like a man? Taking these motherfuckers out because we got to plenty of guns and we got to plenty of people to do it. And when they make their fucking move, you can't hesitate. You can't run. If you run, fucking run now. Give your gun to somebody that'll shoot the son of a bitch. would then apply these same.
A martyr for the cause never dies.
Nope, that's a fact. And it ain't gonna take much martyrism, buddy. Because the fucking implications here are quite fucking clear. This is the corporate monarchy gonna tell you, you are fucking my goddamn fucking subject slave. You will do as you're fucking told. You will not talk back. And you have nothing to say about it because we're gonna take your fucking guns away from you. We're just gonna write it down on a piece of paper and you fucking ballless morons are gonna come and just hand them over. That ain't gonna happen. We all know it's not gonna happen. But they're gonna try it, okay? Because Trumpy has to try it. That dirty fucking coward, you talk about a coward. He called that Baghdadi a coward. You are the biggest fucking coward to ever breathe air, you son of a bitch. Practices to individuals in the United States that federal authorities believe are, quote, mobilizing towards violence, as Parr, put it. We're mobilizing towards fucking, enforcing our fucking laws. As individuals, you got 300 million fucking individuals in this country. How many are ready to fucking do it right now? To blast these motherfuckers out of our country. To hang their fucking asses for the violations of our laws. To reinstate fucking peace and tranquility in this country. And prosperity that they've stolen from us. The memorandum, despite heralding a new era of Orwellian surveillance and pre-crime on a national level, has been sparsely covered by the mainstream media. So fuck it, do it. One of the few reports that did cover the new Justice Department policy published Wednesday by the Huffington Post framed the new Barr-led initiative as largely positive and asserted that the anti-terror tactics to which Barr alluded could help, quote, help thwart mass shooters. See, this whole thing is they're tying it together. I told you guys when fucking Trump was running that he was going to create that police state that fucking Obama couldn't. And then people, and you got the Trump tards out there looking right up to it. He got Baghdadi. He got Baghdadi. Yeah, he did. I'm going to go vote because I'm a fucking retard. And I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing when I vote. I don't know that I'm voting a straw man fucking vote for the destruction of my fucking people. All I know is that my wallet's fat because I suck the right Jew ass. No mention was made in the piece of the threat such a program is likely to pose to civil liberties. It ain't civil fucking liberties. It is civil liberties are granted by the government. This is the people writing down our authority in the Bill of Rights and codifying it as fucking absolute law. That we are the authority and no, you're not going to do this shit to us. We're going to fucking do something to you. You're not going to be in this fucking country. The ones of you that are not hung for straight up fucking treason and sedition, you're gonna be in boats to China. You can go over there where you fucking are in place with your communist allies. Furthermore, no mention was made of Barr's clear push over the past few months but to lay the groundwork for the recently announced program. Indeed, since becoming Attorney General under President Trump, Barr has spearheaded numerous efforts to this end, including pushing for a government backdoor into consumer apps or devices that utilize encryption. This is total fucking surveillance. This is spying on you. You're going to be afraid to think things in your fucking house, people. They already got you fucking thinking that they can just fucking bust in your fucking door with no, you have done nothing to nobody. You want to live like the fucking Russians lived in 1917? Fucking let them have your guns. But yeah, I don't think you're gonna, because you didn't spend all that fucking money and you're buying millions and millions and millions of guns and billions of rounds of ammunition to fucking do that, did ya? But you better get the idea. It's coming, and it's coming now. You better be out there fucking becoming one with that gun. You better have your fucking head screwed on straight. You better be fucking frosty and ready to fucking fight. And for a dramatic increase of long-standing yet controversial warrantless electronic surveillance programs. Warrantless electronic. Fuck your Fourth Amendment. I mean your Fourth Article. I'm sorry about that, people. Fuck your Fourth Article. Fuck your authority, American National. Fuck everything about you. You're a fucking slave. Accept it or we'll fucking kill you. Well, you ain't got enough to kill us, and you fucking know it. They will try to terrorize us, people. Like the Red Terror in fucking Russia. They will try a terrorism campaign. When they do, we have to fucking over-terrorize them. We have to come out in mass and blow their fucking asses out of this country. And reinstate the law that we all agreed upon. That makes us free. And makes us goddamn on a par with the kings, the crown heads of Europe. We are the sovereigns of this country. We need to stand up like fucking men and act like it. Anyway, this is enough of this shit for me today. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, that's all I got to fucking say. And that is The Word from the Trenches.